I'm quite nervous about this challenge, if I'm honest. You know, doing each individual leg on its own would be tough for me. Adding them all together just really takes it up to a new level, which is what excited me about this challenge. I always was looking for something, you know, to break me, the hardest thing I've ever done. You know, I'm always looking to sort of better myself. If I'm honest, I think I may have bit off more than I can chew on this one. But, you know, I'm determined to give it a go. The difficulty is I haven't been able to train at all for the swim. It's in 2 months' time. Whatever training I did now, it would just count for nothing because I'd lose it by the time I got there. And again, even the run, doing an 800-mile run on the back of cycling further than across America is not going to be that good for my body. And running is actually the thing that I'm not particularly good at. It's the worst of my three disciplines, so it's gonna be tough.
Physically, yes, that's brutal. But mentally, I mean, have you got any tricks on or tips to how to keep yourself going mentally? Because I'm thinking that is gonna be the key factor here, right?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. It's as much, if not more, a mental battle than it is a physical one. You know, I'm away from home for 3 months. And although I'm still in the UK, which is actually does help a lot. The British public are incredible. You know, it restores your faith in humanity doing an adventure in Britain because everyone's so friendly and helpful, and it really is amazing. And but certainly, my little sort of tricks, I guess, is to just not think of the bigger picture. Try and break down each day into sort of little legs. You know, I'm thinking about food a lot. Where am I going to get my next meal? How much calories I need to eat? So that kind of keeps my mind busy. But I think if I thought of the whole challenge, that would be too daunting for me. So I try and just sort of break it down into baby steps, and that seems to help me get through the long days, because there will be long days. On the bike, I'll be getting up probably at 6 in the morning. And then going through with various stops throughout the day, but probably well into sort of 10 o'clock at night, just to get the required mileage. So it's going to be long, cold days. Although actually today it's quite nice and sunny. So
yeah, you've started in the right part of the country, I reckon, for this one.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
Now, just to ask, obviously, you are going to be, like you say, pushing your mind and body to the limits, and you decided in your wisdom not to have a nice crew with a van behind you carting your stuff along. You've decided to carry it. Why?
Yeah, I mean, doing something self-supported for me has always been important in my adventures, because I think firstly you rely on other people, you know. Self-supported for me means I just have to carry my own tent and find my own food and find my own place to stay. But it doesn't mean I can't accept to, you know, sleep on someone's floor or if someone wants to, you know, give me a banana to help me up the next hill. You know, that's all part of the adventure. And I think when you are self-supported, you open yourself up to meeting more people and letting the adventure unfurl. I think if I had a big support van with flashing lights and high-vis jackets, I think you'd sort of detach yourself from reality a little bit. So